Parashas Metzora continues with the halachas of Taras. In the middle of Parsha, the Torah tells us, "Kisavoy al eretz Kanan asher yinoisin lachem lachuzam and asati nega Taras ubeis eretz achuzaschem." When you get to Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbar Kinir, there was no Taras Abatim, they didn't really have houses. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, then I will give you Taras Abatim. Rashi says that it's really a Besura. Besura Teva, it sounds like. Shenegoyim boyim aleim, lefishi etminim amariyam matmoniyah shalzo bikiris Abatim, bateim kol agvam shana shay yisob emidbar, oidei anegan, nutat, abayis, umoitzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was enabling them to find the hidden treasures that the goyim hid inside their walls, and therefore gave them Taras. Nevertheless, it says, "Uvah asher lo yabayis v'higil akrin leimor kenega nirali babayis." However, a person can't paskin that it's a nega himself. He has to go to the kohen, and he tells the kohen kenega nirali babayis. I saw something that looks like a nega. Rashi points out already, you're not supposed to say that it is a nega, even if he's a talmud chacham sheyedeh shu nega vaday leyifsek dover barler menega nirali ele kenega nirali. All different types of pirushim given in the mefarshim. Why a person shouldn't say nega nirali? He should say kenega. So some say, I think it's the Chido or the Ben Ishchai says that Al Tiftach Pelesoton. Could be that the neg will go away by itself if there's no Psichas Pelesoton. So Rav Chaim Vital says that really, when he says Kenega Nirli Babayis, he's not referring to the Nega Chitzoini that he has on his skin. He's saying Kenega, like the Nega Hapnimi, I saw the manifestation of the Ruchni is dika nega on my neshama. That's what I saw. That's what I saw on the guf. In other words, be'etzem, every aver that a person does, it makes a spot on his neshama, gives a kesem on his neshama. Now, we don't really see it. However, the Klal Yisrael is on the richtige dargo, they're on the right level in Ruchnius, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes opens their eyes that they're able to see the Ruchnius. Right? Bilam, on his way, he didn't see the Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his eyes saw the Malach. It's not that the Malachim aren't there. The Gemara in Bracha says, it's Baruch Hashem that we can't see all the Ruchnius, because we'd see all the Malachim and we'd be petrified. The Rebbe would like to say that if we were in the Midbar, then it could very possibly be we wouldn't see that on Yaakovid and these type of things. Right? We see by Avram and Yitzchak that they saw the Anon and Har Maria, as opposed to Yishmael and Eliezer, they didn't see it. So it could be there. And if you have a refined Ruchini's Dikaluk, then you're able to see it. So too, if Klal Yisrael is on the Richtige level and they have Taras, then they see the Kesem on the Neshama, how it manifests itself on the Guf. Ki Nega, like the Nega that we have in the Neshama, that's what nearly. That's what I saw. The Be'etzem, that's really Reinas Akrilis, as they say. Reinas Akrilis means you're able to see the things that generally you're not able to pick up with your eyes. It's things that are more, just like a voice, sounds, is not a physical, tangible, that you should be able to see it. Ruchnius also is not a tangible, that you should be able to see it. But somebody that has a refined ability to see things, he's able to see even the Ruchnius. But that's our entire avodah. Rebbe would say that that was his purpose of all the shmuzin, is to give over this message that Ruchnius is as much a Metzias as Gashmius. And we're supposed to, Yir HaShamayim is when a person realizes and lives his life that Ruchnius is real like Gashmius. And then an Avera means that he's setting up a mechitza between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every mitzvah is his karvus to Ribbono Shel Olam. And how every time that we do something, there's a shefa that comes down. Every time that we do a mitzvah, the more that a person is able to see it, the more the person is able to live it, that's the more mekusher he is to that thing. In other words, the more that a person makes it real, the more that he's living it. It's to that extent that he's living it. And that's really the Indian on Pesach of Chayav Adam Liris Asas Mekilu Yatsum Mitzrayim. You're supposed to make it as real as possible. You're right, it's not something that we saw with our own eyes. Something that happened thousands of years ago. However, we're supposed to do whatever we could do to make it real, to make it as if we did. By Levi of Chaim Kanievsky, so we weren't always able to tell exactly how many people were there when you're in the streets and the crowds were snaking through all the different streets. You have a limited amount that you're able to see. However, after Levaya, We were on the bridge by Coca-Cola, right outside of Bnei Brak, and we were looking towards the people that are waiting for the buses. And there was literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people walking along Kvish Arba, and in kilometers. My son and I, we walked for, I think, almost an hour, about 5 kilometers or so. We walked just to be able to get to the, it was just buses, rows and rows of buses, to be able to get to a bus which wasn't full yet. People were just walking and walking and walking north towards, we ended up in Petach Tikva Bechlal. Because there's just thousands and thousands of people. My son says, oh, it looks like Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which got me thinking, it's like, this is, wow, this is really what it was in Mitzrayim. Just hundreds of thousands of Yidden walking and leaving Mitzrayim. It connects the person. When a person sees something that he can connect towards Yetzias Mitzrayim, it makes it real. And that's what we should really be doing on Leil HaSeder, is try to make it as real as possible. Which every person can feel mashu, but to make you can bring out all your wife's jewelry when you're Yishalu from the Mitzvim, Klei Kesef and Klei Zov. You can bring out red juice for Dam, and you have a cup. They have actually cups that are split in the middle. You could put in half red juice and half water. It looks like the Mitzvim and the Yidden are drinking from the same cup, and one it's water and one it's not. The more that you make it real, the more that it's muhashi, tangible, your senses can relate to it, then to that extent that a person really, really connects to it. And that's one of the things I think is phenomenal about the Sefer Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, what he did was he was able to open our eyes to what actually happens in the world every time that we lay in Kriya Shema. This is what you understand what the purpose of Kriya Shema is. He goes through all the parts of davening and shows why it's necessary after the night that the Kriya Satuma or Mizgaber, why it's important that every morning a person should daven and a person should wash his hands, and what it's doing again, rid of the Tuma, and exactly how when a person is Makabal Moch Shemaim, what it does in the Welt. All these things, it's real. If a person just would appreciate what he's doing every time that he's Makabal Moch Shemaim, a person would appreciate, it makes it so much more potent and makes it so much more real. It makes it, I really make a difference. Yeah, it makes a difference to the world whether or not I'm going to be Mekabel Ol Shamayim. It makes a difference to people, it makes a difference to. And the greater the Omar Shamayim, the greater Rashba it has. Kyodua, they said from the grain that after the Graf Potocki was killed on Kiddush Hashem, since there was so much tremendous Kiddush Hashem that happened in the world, it got rid of a certain amount of Tumah in the entire Welt. And now there's not that kpeda of not walking 4 amos in the morning without washing the tails of the dime. A person should do it in the morning, but it's not lav daf does a person have to do it before he got up out of bed. Mishmur brings down in Semin Aleph that a person shouldn't be makpid. But there's this Kabbalah, in other words, that a person has a kayach ayidei his maisim to be mashpi in the ganze Welt. So by him it was tremendous. By us, with every Kriya Shema, it's also Kabbalah Shemayim, has the ability to be mashpia. That's the first thing to appreciate, is that it's really real. Every mitzvah that we do, every is amtsus, every time that we are make an effort for a mitzvah, every little thing gets cheshbent, and it really it plays out with the amount of shefa that comes down into the Welt. The next nekuda really over here by the Tzaras is what's the that it's zafka by the Kohen? V'hu v'al HaKohen. He has to come. That's how the parasha starts. The whole thing happens like that. The Kohen decides whether or not he's tummy. The Kohen decides whether or not he's tar. Even if he knows that it's a tzaras, you don't need anybody to paskin. He knows he's a tamar chacham. Here there's a gzeres akosiv that no, dafka the Kohen. Dafka the Kohen is matam, but dafka the Kohen is matar. What's the reason why? So the Chofetz Chaim says that it's to show the power of words. In other words, for the most part, Chazal tells us that there's a number of different reasons why Tzaras comes, but Mitzira is Moitzira. We know the Chazal is generally associated with Lashon Hara, which is Chet HaDibur. And Mameila, the reason why it's Dafka important, the Torah was Matzrich, that Tzaras be nikva, and be paskin the idea of the kohen was to show the person who was Moitzi Shemra, the person who was Moitzi said Lashon Hara, what the power of words are. The kohen says Tomei, and he's Tomei. The kohen says Tor, he's Tor. One word, and has the ability to change a person's life. Right? Now he has to go Mechutz L'Machaneh. People are going to start talking. Who knows? Might affect the Shaduchim. He never matures Choshev Kameis B'chlal. It's almost like a P'sak Din Mitzah to a certain extent. On the person with a single word, it has the ability to make a psak din miso. Or if he says tohar, then baruch Hashem, that he's you're able to be mechay him again. You're able to be mechay the person that he shouldn't have this miso. If that's the truth with mida ra, mida teva, right, is meruba, mida teva is meruba pichomish meis, and memela with one single word, a person has the ability, mamish, like we're saying, to be mechay a person. With one good word, with one yasher koyach, with one compliment that a person gives to somebody, that it has the ability to affect the person for his entire life. It has the ability to mamish change the person. I actually just saw a story of somebody that was sprinting one of these Hashgacha Pratis pamphlets. Somebody was just, a bachur was just in Meron. There was a question in Meron whether or not they're going to have shtenders or only benches. Somebody said that they should have shtenders. That way you could learn. People that come there to learn should have a place to learn. So they said, what do you mean? People really come here to... There was a din back and forth. People only come here to daven. They're not really here to learn so much. They do have a base medrash there. They on the side. The kitzer, somebody that was there was pushing for the shtenders. He turns around and he sees a bacha learning there. He says, what? What do you mean that there's nobody learning? Look, there's a bacha that's learning Torah. And the entire world is earned on his shoulders. The kids are, a few weeks later, this bachar bumps into this person that he had never seen before, Kim Dumani. He bumps into the person that had complimented him, and he says, you don't know what you did for me. He says, the truth is, I was in yeshiva and was having a really hard time. And I didn't know what to do. Should I leave the yeshiva? Should I not leave? What should I do? And kids are decided I'm going to go to Meron to daven. I go there to daven, and a few extra minutes, I was learning. And sure enough, as I sit down to learn, you come out of nowhere and you say, here, look at this bachar who's... The entire world is resting on his shoulders when he's sitting and learning. It says, you don't know what a chizik he gave to me, that I pushed it, turned around and went back to yeshiva. I was a person never knows what certainly doesn't mean that every time that we say something it's going to affect somebody like that. But every time that we say something, it could affect somebody like that. And from a compliment, you're never going to lose. And people could only gain. And when we grew up with the sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never break me or hurt me. And it's probably the truth is the opposite, that sticks and stones can break bones, and they get better afterwards, generally. However, names and other types of things, they hurt, and they can last, and they can hurt a person from his entire life. A person is Moitzi Shemra, he puts a bad name on somebody, then it can follow him for his entire life. His Shaduchim, his kids, is this. It's terrible. The real Nekuda, I think, to keep in mind, is before Pesach. Pesach time is the time that most people are spending with family. Most people are spending the entire yontif with the family. Is it half the time by one set of parents, in-laws, half the time by your parents, by the in-laws? But for the most part, people are by their in-laws. It could be that they're by them ready for the entire Nisan. And there's a lot of time to spend together, families together, especially Pesach. You're not really, there's not too much going on. It's 2 days of yontif at the beginning, 2 days of yontif at the end, or... 1 and 2 for those in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of days, an entire week of Chol HaMoed. It's a lot of time together, and it's a lot of time that there's the ability to talk and shmooze. And a person just has to be careful with all the talking, that there's nothing that's tamei as opposed to tar. There's so much that a person can talk that the whole Leila Seder is talking Magid. Magid is talking, he talks for hours, and he's talking, and it brings temuna. Hemanti ki adaber, and chol amar b'lesafri, he sees the same reason, meshubach, the Baal Musa say that the person himself becomes meshubach. The more a person talks about it in early emunah, the more he relives it, the more the person himself becomes meshubach. The mouth is so powerful, it really has the ability to change a person. It really has the ability to change one's own self. It has the ability to change through his diburim. But there's the possibility also through the diburim that... things hurtful can be said. Hurtful things can be said. And the male person has the ability to, before Yontif, on Yontif, There's a lot of cleaning going on. There's a lot of sitting on people's heads. There's a lot of tension. A person has to be extra careful with the words that he says. And one good word, kimamish, change a person, give a person chiyus. And one dangerous word, one negative word, can really give a blow to a person. And therefore, to appreciate the power that we have, appreciate that the pen is mightier than the sword, and the mouth is as well. And a lot of times the things that are said b'chlal, it really depends on how the person looks at it, right? Nega, as we started off. Nasati nega taras beis eretz achuzaschem. A person gets a nega on the house, you never know. It could be something good, it could be something bad. It could be taras, he has to break down his whole house. It could be that it's just making a hole in the wall that he should be able to get to the treasures. The exact same thing. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. It all depends on how the person looks at it. Chaval that a person, you should start donning things up and start giving pirushim and stickle the Torah to don up something which negative and then relate it over to somebody else when it could be that the thing itself is positive. The best thing is not to don in the first place. So, but certainly to be careful with our words. Our words have the ability to mavis b'chaim b'yad aloshin kipshutai as it is by Taras, Matsuris Chashav Kameis, Mamish, the Mavis V'chayim Biyad, the Lashon of the Kohen. And each one of us has the ability to build people with a single word in a way that many years of the person working on himself might not even have the ability to do it. A single word has the ability to change a person's life for the better. Good Shabbos.